Welcome back to Word of Mouth. Your questions answered, your state explored. I'm Virginia Prescott. Earlier this week, we kicked off our morning editorial meeting with two bags full of cider donuts.
Oh my
God. These are so fresh.
So
are they warm?
It's that time of year when Honeycrisp apples are abundant, the orchards are packed with families, and the leaves are just starting to fall. And one of the best ways to celebrate the onset of autumn is indulging in New England's seasonal food traditions.
Cinnamon sugar, and then these are the maple ones, which she warned me will still be very sticky. I was like, yeah.
When it comes to regional foods, what is quintessentially New Hampshire and what's just New England-y? You can get cider donuts in Massachusetts or Maine, or maple syrup in Vermont. And that is the essence of a question posed by a listener for our Only in New Hampshire series.
Does New Hampshire actually have any signature foods? I saw once that their signature dish was boiled dinner, which sounds really sad.
To answer this question, we're going to speak with an historian, a chef, and an archivist, and we will come back around to boiled dinner. But for the moment, let's begin with something that sounds a little more appetizing.
I had fruit for breakfast, plums to apples, pears.
To investigate the question about New Hampshire's signature food, we called Eric Waholtz.
I'm curator of historic landscapes at Strawberry Bank Museum here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Eric gave us some background on the regional foods of New England, which, like most of American food history, is a story of immigration.
Here in New England, it's really a melting pot of what was brought here versus what was adopted as Europeans and other cultures really learn more and more about Native American agriculture and their way of cultivating and their traditional recipes.
Crops like corn, beans, and squash, and preservation methods like pickling and drying fruits, meat, and veggies, maple sugaring, these are some of the essential Native American traditions adopted, or appropriated, really, into the local diet.
Root cellars being developed, very practical.
Another important factor is climate and geography. Southern foodways are rich with agricultural products that weren't available in the Northeast, where industry soon became more important than crop production.
One of the issues in the North for a while was this was really the manufacturing hub.
Which explains why New Hampshire is remembered more for its paper mills than its peaches. Of course, culture plays a huge role in our historic foodways, and not just the native influences. There were also old world traditions blown in from the North.
The aspect of courses was certainly a French influence when it came to separating things and having more of a progression go through a meal as opposed to having central entrees.
Another note here on French influence that could make it a contender for New Hampshire's signature dish, the casserole, first invented by a French-Canadian immigrant in Berlin in 1886. That is what it says on Wikipedia anyway. That origin story has inspired some arguments in our office about what technically is and is not a casserole. We're not going to tackle that beast now, but New England's food traditions can seem a little bland, especially when compared to the spicy gumbos and jambalayas and African and Caribbean flavors of the Gulf or barbecue in the South. Our cuisine has a touch of the hardscrabble Puritan vibe, except maybe on the coast.
There is this dominating aspect of European old world traditions in cuisine. In my opinion, I think the initial question was what's really signature to New Hampshire or this region? It's got to be seafood.
Which makes sense. Food doesn't recognize state lines. Seafood pulled in Portsmouth is just as tasty as what gets pulled in Bangor. But with only a few miles of coastline, New Hampshire's never going to be known for seafood the way our neighboring state is, but with all those clam shacks and roadside signs advertising Maine lobster. Meanwhile, Iowa has corn, Vermont has maple syrup and cheddar, which leaves us with boiled dinner. Do you recall, or did you ever come across any kind of recipe or preparation for boiled dinner?
So boiled dinner became very popular early on here in America.
Early on, like which years are we talking about?
Early 1600s, at least.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, boiled dinner usually appears on New England menus in the form of a corned beef brisket or ham, hemmed in by a variety of root vegetables and a couple of thick slices of what becomes limp cabbage. In fact, all of it pretty much turns to mush. It is, as its name would suggest, boiled. A sort of practical meal that looks as if it should be capitalized, like a proper noun, boiled dinner. Its history, though, is a little less austere. Was it considered a peasant food?
It was. They were boiling mostly European crops, cabbage and cauliflower, leafy coleworts, the brassicas. They often called it a gentleman's dinner if enhanced with meat stocks.
We looked online, and it is true that you will find the occasional article listing boiled dinner as New Hampshire's signature dish, although other states may make the same claim. Regardless, it is a meal that, especially during foliage season, you're going to find served at local bed and breakfasts and village restaurants. For now, anyway.
We're trying to rebrand the Fox Tavern. So it might be the oldest inn in New Hampshire, but I don't think the food should reflect that in the same manner.
This is Benjamin Harwood, the newly minted executive chef at the Fox Tavern, the restaurant at the historic Hancock Inn in Hancock, New Hampshire. Have you ever put boiled dinner on the menu?
You know, personally, I like boiled dinner once in a while, you know, St. Paddy's Day or what have you. Sure, definitely a New England tradition, but how long ago was that a tradition?
That's Benjamin's way of saying, yes, we sometimes have it on the menu, but maybe we shouldn't. How would you make boiled dinner taste really good?
I'm not sure. lots of salt and butter when it comes out, you know.
MSG.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
That voice, suggesting we put a little MSG in the boil, is producer Taylor Quimby getting in on this conversation because he has a swooping theory about why boiled dinner truly may be the perfect Granite State dish.
It seems to me that this says something about New Hampshire's character that, you know, when you talk about signature foods from a lot of places, it's supposed to be like the food that is best in those places, like they do the best version of it. But our signature food, in the case of boiled dinner, is not even a signature food. It's like a signature way of erasing flavor from whatever you're cooking.
You pretty much nailed it. And I mean, I really didn't want to go there, but since you touched on it, you know, it's unfortunately, I don't think New Hampshire really has like a set cuisine. I think it's more encompassed throughout New England. With that being said, you can go to Boston, you could live in Boston and not eat at the same restaurant twice in the same year. And then with Portland, Maine, they're doing the same kind of stuff up there. It's just gorgeous, different things. And we're smack dab in the middle, and I think we're just kind of a little bit behind this food trend.
You know, in some ways, maybe people come to New Hampshire not wanting to eat boiled dinner because it tastes good, but maybe expecting that it's there.
I think that's kind of the wrong thinking of it, though. Does that sound awful?
Like,
hey,
like,
hey, let's pay money for something we're not going to enjoy just to say we had it. I don't know. Just seems counterintuitive.
Benjamin may be tilting at a one-pot windmill here, trying to balance tradition and expectations with the hipper food trends that he admires on the coast. But for now, he's willing to do whatever he can to convince folks to just try something new.
You know, and if you have someone that's like, if you don't have boiled dinner on your menu, you can go screw. Give me their phone number. I want to speak to this person.
Maybe boiled dinner is the perfect New Hampshire meal from a historical perspective. But if we're ever going to capitalize on cuisine the way our neighbors do, we're going to need to do something a little more appealing. May I suggest cake?
One of the recipes in thinking about your charge of something truly New Hampshire, one of the recipes that stood out to me was this White Mountain cake.
That is Marika Vander Steinhoven, a special collections and outreach librarian at Bowdoin College in Maine, which among other things has an amazing collection of antique American cookbooks.
1 cup sugar, 1/2 cup of butter, rubbed well together. 2 eggs.
The White Mountain cake of the 19th century was basically a white cake, but could be dressed up as a 3-tiered cake with lemon vanilla or fig frosting.
This may be varied by adding some of the cake, 1 square of chocolate dissolved into a little hot water and a little sugar. Mix well and marble the cake.
So the recipe she's reading comes from The Housekeeper's Assistant, a collection of recipes compiled by the mission workers of the First Baptist Church of Hudson, New Hampshire, 1893.
Another way is to add 1/2 cup of nuts, pounded fine.
We'll spare you the full recipe, which you can find at nhpr.org. Let's just say this. Whoever owned this cookbook was a fan.
What I love about this version of the White Mountain cake in this book is there's a little pencil line next to it, which indicates that someone kind of came through and approved of it, but there's also food stains all over the page.
Oh. Recipes for White Mountain cake appeared with some regularity, at least until the 50s, but for whatever reason, that idea for a Granite State cake did not survive. So we spoke with an historian who suggested seafood is New Hampshire's signature dish, which really won't work because Maine and Massachusetts have got a lock on that. We spoke with a chef who says boiled dinner is a great tradition, but not something that we want to keep on the menu. And we spoke with an archivist who gave us a promising local specialty, a cake that did not ultimately stand the test of time. But maybe discovering New Hampshire's signature food doesn't have to be so complicated. Could be all we need is a seasonal favorite, something that pairs well with coffee or a cup of apple cider.
Mm. You know, I'm going to say something here, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school in southern Vermont. We ate a lot of cider donuts, and I have never had a cider donut this good.
Boom.
Yeah.
See, this is New Hampshire's signature food. And if it's not, it
Wait,
should be.
She said that she was eating them in Vermont. It's not like...
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ours are better.
Yeah. These are way better.
I think we just put New Hampshire in front of cider donut every time we say it. Mm.
We're owning cider donuts. Mm. Oh, my God.